It was a very busy day on Capitol Hill as the House of Representatives scrambled to get out of town for its August recess. There were veto threats from President Bush, who even personally went to the Capitol to encourage House Republicans to stand firm. And there were two last-minute compromises that sprang up overnight from House-Senate conferences, one on reforming the bankruptcy laws, the other on providing the president with expanded trade authority. We begin our coverage with perhaps the most sweeping change being debated, creating a new Department of Homeland Security. NPR's Pam Fessler has that report.
The big debate today in the House hasn't been over whether to create one of the largest government bureaucracies in U.S. history, or how lots of different agencies will be brought together under one roof to help protect the nation. Instead, the big debate has been over collective bargaining rights for some of the workers who come to the new agency, and over the president's power to waive those rights. President Bush says he needs this and other flexibility to hire, fire, and move people around the new department if it's going to be a success. At the White House this morning, he said he wouldn't allow Congress to curtail his ability to exclude some federal workers from unions for national security reasons.
Every president since Jimmy Carter has used this statutory authority, and a time of war is the wrong time to weaken the president's ability to protect the American people.
The president says those who portray his proposals as an attack on the basic rights of federal employees are simply wrong.
Workers will retain whistleblower protection, collective bargaining rights, and protection against unlawful discrimination. But the new secretary must have the freedom to get the right people in the right job at the right time and to hold them accountable.
But a number of lawmakers say the president's plan could deprive civil servants of protections they now have. Maryland Republican Connie Morella, who's in a tough re-election race in a district with many federal workers, said the national security waiver is too broad.
Because the new Homeland Security Agency's mission could easily all be defined automatically as national security, I am concerned that potentially tens of thousands of employees could be prevented from being members of a union, even though their work and responsibilities have not changed.
Morella noted that earlier this year, the president used the waiver to exclude 500 Justice Department workers from collective bargaining units because of their involvement in the war on terrorism. Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer challenged the administration to come up with one example of how collective bargaining had interfered with the nation's security. He urged House colleagues to reject a compromise that sponsors said would make it somewhat more difficult for the president to waive the bargaining rights.
This language provides the president with a trapdoor to deny union representation to anyone in this department if he determines that it would have a substantial adverse effect on the department's ability to protect homeland security.
But Republican Christopher Shays of Connecticut said that's exactly the point.
It would be absolutely unbelievable if we would give the president less power to fight terrorism when we are dealing with these issues, not a question of if, but when, where, and of what magnitude we will face the potential of chemical, biological, nuclear attack.
The House majority clearly agreed and voted 229 to 201 to allow the president to waive the bargaining rights. Although the issue appears somewhat peripheral to the creation of a Homeland Security Department, it strikes at the heart of the administration's insistence that it needs broad powers to fight the war on terrorism. Democrats tried but failed to make a number of changes in the bill. They failed to delete a provision that gives airports an additional year until the end of 2003 to install explosive detection equipment. Democrats say the delay will endanger passengers, but Republicans say the deadline is unrealistic and will force airports to install inadequate screening equipment. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.